The Border Art Residency is accepting applications for its Summer Art Residency, which runs from June 1st through August 1st, 2021. The deadline to apply is Friday, April 23rd, and the artist in residence is provided with a fully furnished living and workspace, a $600 monthly stipend, and paid utilities with the exception of phone and internet. Really, it's an opportunity to be creative without the stress of having to worry about paying your bills. Here to tell us all about it is Board President Kate Fuel. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
So Kate, tell us about the Border Art Residency. I mean, we know that it's had some changes. When we first knew it, it was brought to us by artist Willie Ray Parrish and his wife, also an artist, Becky Hendrick, and it was out in La Union. And since there's been some changes, will you tell us all about that?
Yes, it was started back in 1998. And in the beginning, they just invited an artist to come and stay with them at their property in La Union and give them the space and the time to work without having to worry about earning money to pay bills. And we have continued that tradition until 2018 out in La Union. But at that point, Becky and Ray had moved to Tucson and the property changed hands, and we needed to find a property here in El Paso that the board could better manage at this closer distance. So we went on hiatus for a couple of years while we looked for the perfect spot. And we are now back and really excited to be in the Five Points area with a studio space and an apartment space for our artist.
And it's in that cool space where, like, above Salt and Honey, is that right?
Yes, exactly. It's in the same building as Salt and Honey. On the first floor, kind of at the back of the building, we have a workspace for the artist. And then upstairs, there's a small studio apartment.
How did you guys arrive to that specific spot?
It took a lot longer than we thought it would to find the right spot. We found places that had a wonderful workspace, but the living space was not so great. We looked downtown, and there are potentially wonderful spaces downtown, but there's a lot of construction, or they weren't quite ready, or we had to think about if it was a single artist living there on her own, and there weren't many people there after hours, would she feel comfortable living in that space? So we were really excited to find this space that has an apartment building with, you know, neighbors, and also the workspace and so many great restaurants nearby, Salt and Honey, but other little coffee shops and restaurants. So if the artist is coming from another part of the country and maybe doesn't have a car, there's handy shops and restaurants nearby. We're right by the bus stop. Just seemed like a really good location.
Yeah, I think you stumbled on a really good thing, because while La Union was great, I remember there was an artist from Japan, and, you know, it's hard to get in and out of there. And so the board somehow found her a loaner car so that she could come back and forth. So I guess depending on where you stay, the issues are different, right?
Yes. And back when it was Ray and Becky sort of taking someone in, like an exchange student, or like taking them into their home, like one of their own, it was a lot easier to just get them a car, you know?
Yeah.
But now that it's a little more formal of an arrangement, we have to worry about, oh, what are the legal ramifications of us handing someone a car? Do we have to get them insurance? Do we have to, you know, it's a lot more complicated now. So it's much better.
So what does your ideal artist look like? Or is there a profile that you're looking for? Or, you know, who should consider applying?
Well, actually, the board is not part of the selection committee. So that is where Becky and Ray are still very much involved in this project. Ray Parrish has a group of international and national known artists who make up the selection committee. I wish we had Ray here to talk a little bit about what he's looking for. that certain je ne sais quoi. I don't know.
Yeah, no, but you're right. I mean, it takes a lot of pressure for off of you too, I imagine, as a board member, you know, I mean, because it can get a little strange there, no?
Yes. Yes. It's nice to have the professionals to look into that. They handle that. And then we handle the logistics, you know, the raising of money to support the artist. That's really what I'm charged with.
So will you tell us about your partnership with ArtStream? It sounds really cool. Tell us more about it.
We're really excited about that. So ArtStream is experienced in connecting educators and students and artists. And we were looking for a way to connect our artists to the community. That's one thing that we noticed with a number of the applicants, that this was important to them. That's they're really seeking out an experience on the border and wanting to engage with the community. And so being able to work with ArtStream so that they can facilitate that while still allowing the artists to have the time to do their work has been wonderful. And I know Carissa will be able to tell you more about what exactly she's been doing and how ArtStream has been able to help that process.
So we'll be talking to Carissa in the next half of the show. But what's your relationship been like with Carissa, the current artist in residency? Because is she the first one to break in the space?
Yes, she is. It couldn't have worked out better. Everyone who meets her comes away and says, oh my gosh, she is amazing. She has this wonderful energy and she's really positive about anything we throw at her. She has experience. She's been to a residency before. She's actually worked for a residency. So we definitely have been picking her brain about, as we were re-emerging from our hiatus, about best practices. But she's been really open about working with the community and working with us and giving us her time to do things like come on a radio show and talk about her work. One thing that was so important to Ray Parrish when he started this was that there would not be any demand on the artist's time. But that was 20 years ago, and it was, the residency was longer. It was 10 months. And now, luckily, we've found that the artists really want a little bit of demand on their time. They want that engagement with the community. But we've also found, in terms of fundraising and engaging with the community, that it feels better to everyone involved if the artist does have that connection. It makes it a little bit easier for us to ask the community to support the artist. It makes it easier for us to find grants that will support the artist. And that's the goal, is to expand our ability to give these artists a good, fresh start in their careers and get them going and give them a place to really be able to do their work and not have to worry about money.
You were talking about coming out of your reemergence, and it just dawned on me. You all came back, you went through the process, your new artist arrived during the pandemic. Did you ever think, oh, maybe we shouldn't have someone come here, or no, we're going to power through? What was that like? I feel like we're in a time warp and time just goes really fast, but Carissa started in the midst of a pandemic. Is that correct?
It definitely was an issue. The first time that we went and looked at the space on Piedras was early in March of 2020. And so obviously it was in the news. It wasn't quite in El Paso. I almost think that El Paso shut down a day or two after we saw it, because we said to the landlord, oh, well, we won't shake your hand. You know, nice to meet you. We're kind of knowing enough to keep our distance, but not really fully understanding what was about to unfold. And then there was a point where we wondered about what we should be doing, but we definitely thought that this would be a good thing for artists. We recognize that many, many people were losing jobs, that artists who may work for a university or may have a part-time job may be furloughed or laid off and might find themselves with time on their hands that they didn't have before. And we could be a place that supported them during this crazy experience. So we were really happy that we were able to move forward with the space, to get it going, to get it furnished, to get the application open. And actually, one of our applicants who we initially thought would be coming was from the UK. And so that affected us in that we weren't able to get her a visa and get her over, but we have promised her a space at a later date. So once things are more normal and we can get into an embassy, we will have this artist coming over from England.
But you're so right. I mean, what a time to become an artist in residency, probably at the time where most creative people, well, all of us actually, you know, we're definitely, there's a lot of uncertainty, and to know, hey, there's this little safe space here where you can continue to create, not worry about having to pay your bills. I'm glad you guys stuck with it.
Yes. And one thing that we're doing for our summer resident, you mentioned that the application is open, and we did open it. And we initially posted an application fee, but we have just decided to waive that fee for the summer resident only. So if people are thinking about applying, they can do so right now without having to pay the application fee.
There you have it. Yet another gift from the Border Art Residency. They are currently accepting applications for its summer artist residency. The deadline to apply is Friday, April 23rd. And you heard it from board president herself. The application fee is waived. So if you know someone that you think would be a great artist in resident, or if you are an artist that wants to try and apply for the Border Art Residency, by all means do so. Today, my guest has been Border Art Residency Board President Kate Fuel. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you. And I just wanted to mention one more thing for people to look for: an event in mid-May that we are trying to plan, a COVID-safe event where people can see Carissa Samaniego's work.
Love it. All right. So plan to see Carissa's work in May, and I'll ask her about it in our next segment too. Thank you so much, Kate.
Thank you very much for having me.